hey, how to get uncomfortable. This is how we're going to do it. This is course webinar. Well, just a course. Number two, I've created another one. And if you're interested in that, boom, bow, pow, and you could just go ahead and go get that. The other course that I created was how to get uncomfortable right now. And that is a webinar. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stacy Cross, founder, owner, creator of the Comfort Killers company and brand. Side by side with my leaders, not followers, those that are interested and support the mission of how to get uncomfortable and living an uncomfortable lifestyle to achieve greatness, to achieve everything that they thought once was impossible. And come to realize that it's just a game, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a game, and how you play the game or how you create the game is all up to you and how you actually succeed in life. Okay, what is life? What's life? If you're living, does that mean that you're alive? I don't want to get all philosophical in this one. This one is inside information, and it comes with an ebook. And if you have that, just please download that now so you could follow along. The ebook, Inside Information from the Comfort Killers. This is just information that I've compiled over the years. Some quick tips and strategies on how to go about your daily life if you want to get from point A to point B. We understand and know, and actually I respect you when you don't want to leap forward without understanding the levels and mastering the levels in yourself at that place before moving forward. So some people, what I mean is that some people just want to go be a billionaire. And they'll try everything to go be a billionaire, right? They play the lottery. They play Powerball. They scratch off. They hit the casino. And they're not actually advancing at a pace that builds self-mastery. So I respect those that says, you know what, I want to be a billionaire. I am a billionaire, and I'm going to do whatever it takes without trying to corner or shortcut the market. I say that because I know people. I know people that are out there, and they're doing things that are unethical, all right? They're doing things that aren't right by humanity. They're feeding the wrong information or doing the wrong things to get by, and that will always falter. Okay, look at the greats in history. You live by the gun, you die by the bullet. It is a game, guys. So I respect anyone that plays the game, even if you're playing the wrong game right now. And that's important for you to know. You might be playing the wrong game. And then again, you might not be playing to win. You might just be playing to just be there because someone put you there. That means someone else has control over you. So then you got to figure out, okay, I'm in a game, I'm playing a game. The game might be your 9-to-5. I'm playing a game, I'm in a corporation, I'm in a dead-end job, whatever your game is, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, that's a game. You're living paycheck to paycheck every time you're strategizing how to pay a bill. You're playing a game. Some people just spectate. These are the worst of them all. You're just spectating. You're just on the sidelines. This is what everything in your universe, in your surroundings, in your environment is controlled by someone else, something else. All right. These are the dead weights of society. These are those folks that just take it how they get it. That's it. They don't strive. They just want to be there. To me, that's being dead. Okay. If you're not striving for something, you are dead. Siobhan said to me the other day, she said, but what if some people are comfortable with what they have, Stace? They're actually happy. And that right there struck something inside me because I said, okay, well, then what is happiness? And then doing my research, and even with me and my own experience, I was never happy. I was fake, quote unquote, happy doing, just living, just being in the same stagnant place. I was faking it. But I was never happy. Because true happiness comes with attainment. True happiness comes with having a target. True happiness comes with achieving a goal. You know? So she's like, well, they don't want anymore. And I said, okay, they want a new car every year. Okay. They want something else. Because then that would mean that they're still living in 1920. Okay. They're still living in 1970. They still got their 1970 Oldsmobile outside, parked out front. They never cut their lawn. Okay. They never cut their grass. They didn't upgrade their kitchen. Okay. They didn't go get Comcast. They still got an antenna. You understand? So it's even that where you're like, okay, people want comfort. They're good. No, they're not. No one ever stays the same. Because I could show you people right now that you think is comfortable, but they want that new satellite dish. They want that new Toyota 2016, 2017. They want that new vacation. That's attaining something. So obviously, now I'm telling them to maximize that, to understand the game, so you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. So you don't have to live for the little things in life. You really want a legacy. You really want to give back. How do you do that? You have to buy time back. You need the time, okay? Because in order to really live, you got to have some freedom. And freedom is not free, ladies and gentlemen. And success is hard. Knowledge is cheap. What you do with knowledge is expensive. So get your ebooks out. This is about a 30-minute course. I'm going to drop to my Comfort Killers live. I wanted to do this because, you know, I'm going to build up, as I'm building my catalog of courses, they're going to be different from what you get anywhere else. I know that. And it's going to come from my experience, and it's going to come from me actually deciding intention, experience, situation, living, being, affirming, goals, targets, strategies. It's going to come from that. It's going to come from me inner, and it's also going to come from my partners, my leaders of the Comfort Killer, my supporters of the what's working, okay? Because like I said to a friend of mine, if I give you a piece of paper and I say, okay, the gold is here. The paper has a map on it. And I said, the gold is over here, and I'm pointing to where the gold is. Listen, you are going to be filthy rich if you follow this exact course. You're going to have all the time in the world to give back if you follow this exact course. You're going to be happy if you follow this exact course. What do? They look where the gold is, they look where they are, and they shoot around, and they try to get it. And guess what happens when they reach the spot? They don't have the tools to dig for the gold. Do you understand? They do not have the tools to dig for the gold because they skipped a few. They skipped a few points on that map. The point where it said you might need to sharpen your axe. The point that said, hey, listen, you might need a crane to help you or this person to help you. You only would have gotten that if you would have followed the exact course of action. That's what clues are. That's what this world is leaving. That's what the universe is giving you at every point. So you have to take these necessary steps. It might suck because you're like, man, it ain't coming. It's not coming fast enough. It's not coming soon enough. I'm actually struggling more. I tend to disagree. I think that the universe is going to give you the tools. You are going to be good, okay? You just have to have that faith. Belief is very important in your journey. To believe you already have something when you can't even see it. When you don't know what it feels like. And you got to pretend to touch around the edges and feel the texture. You got to pretend. It's a lot of pretending going on before you actually make it. But you got to believe it. And that's important. And that's what inside information is about. You know, when I started looking up, when I started looking up secret success things, like the master key to success, I'm like, what is that? What's going on? I wanted to find out, I needed to know what this secret was. Why are some people making it and others just aren't? What's that fluff? What is that esoterical, ethereal, magic, dust or something? What is it? And then it's, as soon as I got closer to it, the only way that I got closer to it, I never just read it and got it. I wasn't like, oh my God, that's it. That's the fluff. That's the magic puff. I never did it because it doesn't exist, guys. It's within you. You actually have to do something to attain it. And when I actually started feeling it and getting it and understanding it, it's only when I took the steps and the journey on the right course, playing the right game. So what's your game? What's your game? What's your game plan? What's your battle plan? What's your strategic plans? What is it? How do you get from point A to point B? How do you get from B to C, C to E? That's what I'm hoping to share with you tonight, because I feel like if you give someone that map, like I said before, if I give a friend that map and that map says, hey, listen, this is where the gold is, and it points to it with a nice big star on it right here, and it says where you are, it says you are here. The gold's right there. What do? This, my friends, is telling you and showing you what to do. Now, you could take that map and get to the gold. Everyone's going to have an opportunity. But are you willing to dig? Do you have the tools to dig? Is it going to be cloudy out, rainy out? What type of shoes are you going to wear? Who's coming with you to go to help you dig? Do you believe that the gold is there anyway? See what I'm saying? It's a lot of factors that come with it. You cannot just go to the gold. Because then there has to be action. Are you willing to take the action? How deep is the gold? You know what I mean? I just hope that you're getting it, because I'm trying to put it in these terms that it's like easy for you. So let's take step one. Do you believe that there's gold at the end of the red, yellow brick road? And I say, yes, there is gold. And this is how you get it. On success, okay? Inside information, ladies and gentlemen. This is only for your ears only. Strategies. Assessing your own success. First thing you have to do is confront your own success or lack of success, okay? You have to confront it. It's three C's to this game. And the first one is confront it. Confront. You got to measure, okay? How do you feel? Are you satisfied? Are your skills being tested right now? Do you feel like you're challenged on a daily basis? Do you feel like there's something more? When you wake up, you're like, man, I can't wait to go try this tactic. I can't wait to go try this strategy in life and in business. I can't wait to actually go see where this leads, okay? I just figured something out in this little arena, and I want to go test it out in the market. You got to measure. Where are you? When I first confronted me, I was like, man, I wasn't doing nothing, okay? I was like, okay, this is where I am. I'm working this job. I'm working a job with an increase in percentage raises that were so small, it's like an extra $20. And then I started assessing that. Whoa. And the real deal came to me when someone, you know, it was around raise times. When it's time to get the raise, you know, everyone starts talking about goals and planning ahead. And what are the group goals? What are your individual goals? Your individual goals probably won't matter, okay? What's the goal of the company? And then someone said to me, oh, Stace, what did you get? And I said, hey, I got this. I believe it was something small. To actually put a 0.222, like to actually put a decimal in a raise, like 2.4, like what are you doing? Don't do that. So I said it. I said, hey, I think I got like a 2.5% raise. What is that anyway? And the person on the other end said, Stace, oh my God, that's actually good because, you know, the max is 3. Wait, what? Is that what this person really said to me? How could you say that the maximum percentage is 3? Everyone, you and I know, basic algebra, basic math, in percentages, we could go up to 100%. And even now, people are topping 300%. You could go up to as infinite. It's infinite. You don't cap numbers, okay? You can't cap a number. So if you're talking percentage and you're saying, oh, that's good because the max is, okay, that's a clue. Max. The max is, what do you mean? The max is. For someone telling you that there's a max on earning, you're in the wrong game. Do you understand? The clues are there. The clues are there. So I started saying to myself, wow, they're sold on this. I'm not. They're sold on the fact that the company told everyone there is a max. You start here, you can't negotiate, and there's a max every year. That's a shame. So I told her, I said, listen, no one's going to put a max on me. You could believe that they could put a max on you, but no one could put a max on me. And that's when you get to crush your economic performance. How do you crush your economic performance? You're already maxed out right now. So let's do the math, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you let's say you make $500 a week just for terms. You're in a capped environment. $500 a week. You're like, I live paycheck to paycheck. Sure you do. So then I started focusing on income. I started focusing on how do I maximize. Since I'm maxed out in this place, I need to maximize, first of all, what I bring in. Because people are like, okay, focus on your income and you don't got no money, duh, and you don't got no time, duh, because you're tired, duh. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. So then I'm like, what do I have endless source of? I have an endless source of creativity, okay? What are my talents? This is me now assessing my success. What are my talents? Okay, I like writing, okay? Not that great, but I'll say that I'm great, all right? What else can I do? Oh, maybe I could, maybe I have a skill of communication. Let's see what I could do with that, okay? So now I'm like, all right, what do I do with the income that I already have? Where is this income going? Then I make a graph of my income. Okay, utilities, car note, the bills, right? The bills. Then I have to do one thing that that middle class America hates hearing. Probably the majority of the world hates hearing. You have to go into debt. You gotta believe so much in your success that you're willing to put yourself in a situation that causes risk and debt. Okay? But you're doing it with the belief system that you are tired of the game that you're playing. You're tired of looking at the map. You're tired of looking at that map and trying to hit the shortcuts and coming up on a dead end. You're tired of being tired of living paycheck to paycheck, eating McDonald's. See, that was funny. That was funny. Every time I thought about that, that was funny. So at my resource center, everyone's always complaining about something. There are a bunch of complainers. And the major complaint was that they're broke. And I believe it. I believe it. Hey, listen, if you say you're broke, you're broke. You say what you are, you are. If you say you're rich, I'll believe you. You're rich because any man that could say something means it, okay? So you got to watch what you say. So here's the thing. They would say, man, I'm broke. I'm going to strike because the union, we need more money. How much you making? $12 an hour. Man, how much, this one making $15 an hour. I'm broke. What are you doing with your money? I'm broke. I got kids, Stace. I got to feed and da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da. And then every day you see him with a bag of McDonald's or a bag of Chick-fil-A. Like, how do you get this money? How do you get this money? That's $8 to $9, let's call it $10 with a drink, $10 in airport every day. okay, for 5 days. How much is that? These people never. It's either McDonald's or Wawa, okay? It's $50 a week. They get paid $500, let's say. That $50 could have been stored somewhere. That's the game. But people aren't willing to sacrifice. People aren't willing to go get themselves a big bag of rice, big bag of chicken, big bag of broccoli, big bag of salad, and cook that food and sacrifice every week for about 3 months. Okay? What do you think right now? I mean, what are you thinking right now? Put the thoughts down on paper. What are you thinking right now? This is inside information, guys. Inside information. So that's $600. And if those are really brave, they do that for about 6 months. Okay? Now that's $1,200. That's $1,200 that they would have been eating that could have gone to their freedom. Because they're like, well, what do I do with this money? And now your goal goes back to focus on more income. You need income. Then you got to worry about what are types of income. How do I get income? See, every level requires an answer to a question. A question that you come up with only at that level. Because at first, you wouldn't have the question of what types of income, because I have sitting here $600 or $1,200. Now you're focused on income. That question won't come at, am I capped? That question cannot come before, am I capped? Am I at a place or a position that I'm not playing the right game? You got to start asking yourselves the right question. See, I think, and this all has to do with the map, okay? This all has to do with you trying to get to the goal on the big star. You can't go to the gold. You can't get there asking, am I capped? That's the wrong question when you're in front of gold, okay? That's the wrong question. The only way you could get to the goal with the right question and the right tools is if you ask the right question in the first part. In the inside information, when you're measuring your own success, only then is when the right questions come for that part. You get the answer, you move on to the next level. The next level, of course, is now I got 1,200, 600, or 1,200 in my possession. What are some types of income? Passive income, earned income. Then you start changing your mindset around your income that you already have. This is exactly how I did it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a 12-week course. Okay? Are you ready to change and stop looking at the map from bird's eye view and start actually living the map? Start actually really walking towards gold. This is not your granny's course. This is your course and you're playing the wrong game. I'm here to say that you're playing the wrong game. The next thing, because you crush your economic performance now, because now you're eating better, right? You have to understand the width of this whole scope, what happens when you make a decision in your head. Just in the 3 months to 6 months of you saving, you start eating better. You start getting more energy. This energy is coming from one thing, deciding that you need more income, deciding that you're playing the wrong game and you're going to change it and you're going to create it. Now you're starting to get more energy. You could squeeze more time. So now you get up earlier and you're like, okay, today I'm going to focus on what type of incomes. Then you fall on something that you just happen to read because you have more time. You wouldn't have more time if you wanted to get to the gold straight away. You wouldn't have more time if you didn't ask yourself the right questions. It's the questions that you ask yourself that's important, baby. Because only the questions that you ask yourself that are ready to be answered in the level that you're currently at is only when you're ready to pass the level. I'm telling you that right now. Please focus on the right questions. So now you got your $1,200. You're focused on income. You decide that you're going to continue stacking that extra $50 because you had it or you didn't have it. So now you're going to have it and you're going to actually use it. So you're going to stack the $50 a week. You're going to continue that trend. Plus, you're going to focus on what you're going to do with the $600 or $1,200, depending on if you're running a 300 scheme or three month plan or a 6 month plan. So let's go for here. Let's go with a 3 month plan. So you have $600. What are you going to do? So you're like, okay, let me try to buy something and sell something. What do I buy? This is all while you're working that dead-end job. Do you understand? This is all why you're doing that. Because it's going to be easy for you to pull that $600 out and say, whoa, mama made it. And you're going to want to go dash it off in a bar or dash it off in a casino. That's how you don't get to the gold. The focus is that six. The focus is the 12. My focus is actually doubling that, tripling that. Okay, but I understand your situation is dire. You need to get out and you need to get out quick. What do? You start thinking like a business. Okay, and I have a course on that if you want to stop this one and go over to that. You need to start thinking like a business and not like an employee. Your time is important. The way you speak now is differently. It's different from the way you spoke in just level one. You got to look for more challenging situations that offer greater stimulation now. Play the game because the game itself provides a welcome opportunity for self-renewal. Play the game to win. So now that same game that you were in, you're starting to play it to win. You look at it differently. You're like, whoa, overtime. What's overtime? A couple extra hours? I'm going to stack that. I need that. These guys could get out of here. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here late. I'm going to do everything that they won't do. It's because you're trying to increase your income. So now you're not looking at it as a shitty dead-end job. You're looking at it as I'm going to squeeze everything out of this place before I go to the next level. And I'll do whatever it takes here right now because I'm one step above anyone that doesn't have a job. Right? So you got to look at it, your blessings too. So you start staying late. You start talking different, speaking different, looking different. You look good. You're energetic. You're smiling. Now, Mr. Boss takes notice. Hey, what's up with this one? I never even noticed them before, but now what's going on? Hey, we got a little project. Do you want in? It's going to require that you quote unquote. And then you're going to be like, whoa, just 3 months ago, I wasn't offered this opportunity. Hell yeah, let's do it. And now you're getting a chance to negotiate. Well, sir, I'm able to do that. Use the skills. Here it is. Overpromise and overdeliver. My mentor said that. I agree with it 100%. I remember when I was in... I forget where. I was in my office when I had an office in Jersey. It was a showroom for my previous business. And Siobhan came home and said, you know what? The company, the doctor's office, the healthcare provider that I work with, they're looking for their website to be renewed. Or they just needed an upgrade. I didn't know. I didn't have a clue of how I was going to do it. I said, you know what? I'm going to send them a packet. Okay, I'm going to send them a packet and just go on their website and tell them what I could do and what could be done and what to expect and what kind of maintenance to do and this and that and that and this. And I wrote the packet in one night. And I said, hey, give this to your team. And I charged them $15,000. And I was scared as hell typing that number, $15,000. I was ready to overpromise. Okay. And of course, they didn't accept the offer. But that didn't mean that I would do it for 10. That didn't mean I would do it for 5. I was ready to give them the best of best for $15,000. And if they didn't take it, oh well. I move on. Let's go. But that's how ready I was to get into something I knew nothing about. Okay? So now you're getting, you're looking different, you're energetic, you feel great, you got a new sense of renewal, you're just getting challenged left and right, you're still reading, you're waking up early, you're focused on work, you're focused on your own progress. This is the state that you need to be in. This is the state that'll start giving you the reasons to ask more questions. So that's what you do. And then all of a sudden, before it, you become a supervisor or a manager or something in your place. And then you're banking more cash. So now what? Your 50 doesn't look like 50 anymore, baby. It looks like 200. You could save 200 a week or 150 a week or 100 a week. You double it. And for the sake of argument, we'll say it's 100 a week. Now you stop eating there at your place or whatever. Now you got 100 a week that you're banking that you cannot touch without a proper investment. Then you start looking for investments. You stop looking for spendment. You don't want to spend no more. You're like, man, listen, if it ain't coming back, I'm not sending it out. Then what happens is you start paying attention to your money. And you're starting to get smarter with money. See, once you start paying attention to money, then money wants to come to you because it's attracted to you. So play the game because the game itself provides a welcoming opportunity for self-renewal. High achievers are able to monitor themselves to achieve a level of performance and a degree of satisfaction that are best for them. You start playing the game, okay? You stopped spectating and letting others control your every move. Now you're on the offense, baby. The offense is a great place to be. So what happens next? You're thinking about doing business. You want to exchange information among other people. Okay? Now you need to make a list. You need to make a list of people. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what. To get to the gold, you need help. The gold is not a one-man dig show. The gold is... okay? Takes more than one. Because this is a give-and-take universe, baby. Give, 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 and you're going to receive. Give, 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 give some more, and you'll receive some more. You got to start opening up your chambers of commerce. So make a list, 10 vital contacts. Make a list, it's about 100 contacts, okay? A, B, C, D. You want to run them down like that. Group A, Group B, Group C, Group D. Because you need to start doing some business. And you need people to do business. You need to exchange. There's got to be an exchange. So you're like, I don't know 100 people. Okay. Yeah, you do. Colleagues, your Facebook friends, your family. Okay. Everyone that you know, you want to get up to 100 people. Group A, 10 vital contacts whose aid you need. You need these people. And aid could be, hey, listen, I need advice. I need monetary. I need something. I need something from you. I need your aid. I need your support. And everyone has these type of people. When I first moved to this area, there was one man. I call him the Donald Trump of this area. He was a great resource. And I never got money from him. I asked him, I said, I need your knowledge. And willingly, he provided that. So there are people there. You don't need to have assume that you need people for money. Because money, it doesn't take it to make it. Remember I told you, what are your skills? What are your talents? Group B, these contacts may be able to help you down the line. People that you need to see periodically. So your 10 vital contacts, you should contact them within the year, right now. Group C, make a note to keep in touch with these contacts. It's possible that they could help you, but it's a hit or miss. Okay, that's about 75% of the contacts. 75 people are in this category. Maybe they're hit and miss. They're your cousin's friend, your friend, maybe a friend of a friend. They're someone you went to school with, very low contact history. Group D, cross them off your list. These contacts not only can't help you, they can hurt your career. You understand? Group D, out of the 100, okay, the group that's left, cross them off your list. Now, you could scale this back, okay? You could make a group of 50, but you want to have at least 100 people, and you do. And when you start writing down the names, you'll start saying, oh, my God, this one will be good here. This one will be good there. This one will be good there. Okay, so we need to start focusing on doing business, exchanging information, making appointments, giving and getting support. Because we're playing the game, we're trying to get to the gold. Okay, focus on friendship and success. Focus on positive exchange of energy. Focus on good relationships. Focus on authentic giving. Focus on authentic receiving. And people are going to say, wow, how could you receive anything other than authentic? Yeah, you can. Okay? It is possible. So these are the questions to ask yourself now. Because you're at the level where, okay, you decided to step it up a notch, think differently, look at everything as a game, decide to play the game. Understand where you need to be, focus on something, control it, discipline, okay, that's what discipline, and then you could start asking yourself some more questions. Are your value systems compatible with the people on your list? Are you interested in the other person's activities on your list? When you did speak with each other, were you confrontational, controversial over personal issues? Did you respond to these people straightforwardly, or was there kind of some confronting? Okay, so you need to write the list, you need to make the list, and that value system that you create from that list is going to be vital. Then you got to start dressing differently. You got to start standing out. And it's so hard because I know people where everyone in the same environment has uniforms, let's say. If you're working in a place, you're wearing the same thing as someone else. And you don't want to stand out by putting pink hair or, you know, doing wild things, getting a lot of piercings. That's not how you stand out. I'm talking about standing out with your attitude. Standing out with a clean clothes. Smelling good. Looking good. Looking awake. Smiling. Positive. Being positive. There's nothing negativity could get you in this situation. There's nothing negativity could get you. And I'll tell you what, just being positive alone could break the bank for you. You could actually become a millionaire by just being positive alone, even if you take no action. Nah, I don't agree with that. Need some action. But yeah, so you gotta stand out. Handling yourself in company of others is very vital to your next steps. Because now you're going to try to stand out, be approachable, be attractive. You want money attracted to you. You want people attracted to you. You want experience attracted to you. You want opportunities attracted to you. You got to level up at this point. So you got to go for quality over quantity at this point. Okay? You got to dress well. You got to act like you belong. You got to look people in the eye and take lead in conversation. Are you ready? That might mean that you need to learn a skill or two in how to communicate or how to build your self-esteem. And I'm going to tell you a quick thing on how to build your self-esteem, because self-esteem comes hand in hand with production and going after something. Remember what I said when I said people actually are happier when they're attaining something. People are happy when they're going after something, when they have a target and a goal. Some people have an unmistakable aura of success because they've really made it. But those on the way up can look like winners if a few basic tactics are followed. Are you willing to immerse yourself in new skill? Immerse yourself in new training? Immerse yourself with a new kind, with a new type, with a new look, with a new thought? And it starts with that, ladies and gentlemen, with a new thought. Self-esteem comes with thinking like a winner before you could even look like a winner. So what do? How do you think like a winner? This is the basic rules of life, is to think in the form and fashion that you've already attained what you have on that paper to attain. Think already the situation. How does it look? How does it look when you're having a conversation and you're actually interesting as well as interested? How does that look for you? Could you picture that? Could you visualize that? How does it look when you're actually in the very situation that scares the shit out of you? So what you want to do is start thinking in high self-esteem, and then being high self-esteem, being a winner. Walk like a winner. How does winners walk? Head up, look up, straight ahead. Don't look depressed, soggy shoulders. Stand up straight, erect. Walk fast. I'm not saying jog everywhere you go, but walk like you have an intention to get somewhere. You ever walk with a few folks and they're just like, oh, they're just way behind you? They're like, you're not even walking fast. Walk with intention, and I bet you get attention. This is all I'm going to leave it from now. Like I said, this is a 12-week course. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I am Stacy Cross, and this is a part of a bigger picture that I'm trying to create for you. I'm trying to actually allow you to walk to these steps. Walk through the steps to reach the gold. I can be reached at stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. On Twitter, Stacy A. Cross. On Facebook, Stacy Ann Marie Cross. Or The Comfort Killer. The website, Homebase HQ, www.thecomfortkillers.com. Ooh, I'm already on Snapchat. You could add me, Stacy A. Cross. LinkedIn, Stacy A. Cross. Who's the boss? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are subscribed to the webinar and courses, your next course will drop in a week. Thank you.